And our phone lines are open for you this morning, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, love to have you join us. Joined this week by Malia Cuevas and Eric Schwartz. Of course, they do come to us from Kloss Financial. Their website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number for the office here in Madison, 608-442-5637. And the number to get on the air this morning, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. As mentioned, Malia and Eric joining us this morning. Malia, how are you doing this week?
Really good. What, dodging the storms here and there, right?
Yeah, it has been a wet day and a wet month or so. I don't know that we really need this rain, but what are we going to do?
Bad hair day for you, probably.
yes, it is. Yes, it is. So true, Malia. Eric, how have you been? Great to have you back.
I'm doing great. And, you know, I think last year at this time we were in a drought, so yeah. We'll take what we can get for now, right?
Yeah, and for folks that don't know, we mentioned the website, klossfinancial.com. If you want to see what Malia and Eric look like, they both have beautiful, beautiful hair. And kind of, yes, very jealous. That website, klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. This week, we're going to be talking about things as far as important information regarding Medicare and things that you need to know as you're getting closer to that age 65. We're going to get the details from Eric and Malia in just a moment. Cool things that we do on this show, obviously a lot of great information. We podcast the show as well, so you can listen back and share it. Also, another cool thing is the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a fantastic prize. This week, our friends from Kloss Financial have provided a $25 gift card to Sephora. I'll tell you a little bit later on in the program how you can win that gift card. Little tip, though, most of the time, the question and answer to the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week comes up during the program, so it pays not just to listen to get that great information, but it also pays because it gives you a little leg up on everybody else. And before we start talking about Medicare, let's actually take a look back at last week's program and review the question and answer of the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, Malia.
Yeah, so last week we had a great conversation on, you know, considerations when you're getting ready to retire or when you're changing jobs or maybe you just have an old retirement account from the past. What should you do with that? So great conversation about your choices there. Make sure you listen to that if that's your situation. Our question followed suit last week. It was a true or false. Rolling your previous pre-retirement plan into your new employer's retirement plan is not a taxable event. Was that true or false? Bruce of Monona was the first one to call with the correct answer. The answer was true. That is not a taxable event if you choose that option. So listen carefully today for today's question.
You two can be like Bruce by paying attention and being a quick dialer. Again, we'll tell you how you can win that a little bit later on the program. Speaking of last week's show, the podcast always go right up at klossfinancial.com. That's klossfinancial.com. You can listen back right there and subscribe to the podcast. Also an opportunity to sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a great little snapshot of what's been going on in the market of the previous week, as well as a link to the most recent podcast that available to you at klossfinancial.com. So for folks that are about to turn 65, Eric, I know you have some very important information today regarding Medicare, and there's some really important things that we need to know, aren't there?
Yeah, a lot we're going to talk about related to Medicare today. But before we get started here, quick disclaimer, although we are insurance licensed here at Kloss Financial, we do not sell health insurance. We don't work directly in this space, but we do interact with our clients, other professionals every day who are dealing with this. So take this information today as kind of an introduction, but as always, we really encourage people to seek out professional advice on this.
Perfect.
But let's start with the most basic question about all of this. When do we actually qualify to sign up for Medicare? So age 65 is the first date at which Americans are eligible to move on to the National Health Insurance Plan, which is known as Medicare. Now, this is similar, but certainly not the same as your Social Security full retirement age. So we've talked about that a lot on the show before, but that's, you know, somewhere between 66 and 67, depending on when you were born. So 65 is for Medicare. And one important thing to know is if you are collecting Social Security at 65, you're actually automatically going to be enrolled in Medicare Parts A and B. And we're going to talk a little bit more about what Parts A and B are here in a moment. But you don't have to complete an additional application. You'll actually automatically be enrolled. But because Part B has a premium that you have to pay each month, you actually have the option of turning that down. So not Part A, but Part B, you can turn down. Now, we're going to be talking all about Medicare today, but it does sound similar to Medicaid. So I want to just, before we dive into this, just clarify the difference between the two of those. So Medicare is a health insurance program for people who are 65 and older. It also covers some people younger than 65 if you're disabled or if you're on dialysis. And on the other hand, Medicaid, so it has the word aid in there, Medicaid is an assistance program for low-income patients to cover their medical expenses.
Good distinction there to know about. Talking this morning with Eric Schwartz and Malia Cuevas. They are our retirement planning professionals from Claus Financial. If you've got a question, love to have you join us this morning. All I got to do is pick up the phone, give us a call, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. The website for Claus Financial, it's claasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. The telephone number 608-442-5637. So Eric, obviously there's differences between Medicare and Medicaid. What about the different parts of Medicare itself, and which parts should you be familiar with?
Yeah, so we'll start with Part A, obviously. Medicare Part A, that's your hospital insurance. So that's going to cover, you know, stays in the hospital, if you need to go into a skilled nursing facility. It'll cover hospice care, and it'll also cover some limited home health care. Now, Part A is, for most people, free, because as long as you or your spouse has paid Medicare payroll taxes for at least 10 years, you actually get Part A for free. Now, if you are not eligible for free Part A, so you don't have those 10 years of payroll taxes, then you do have to pay a monthly premium. And that can be up to $505 a month in 2024. And the other really important part is if you do not buy or sign up for Part A when you're first eligible for Medicare, which, as we just said, is at 65, you actually might pay a penalty. So Medicare doesn't want people waiting until they're sick to actually sign up for the program, right? Because if you just have sick people on the program, then the premiums and the dollars going out to pay for care, it just doesn't add up. So on the other hand, Medicare Part B, this is your more comprehensive medical insurance. So this covers doctor services, outpatient care, medical supplies, and more preventive type care. As we mentioned just a moment ago, Part B does have a premium. So the standard Part B premium this year is $174.70 per month. That's up about $9.80 compared to last year. But that is, as I just said, the standard premium. So it's really important to be aware that if your income exceeds certain thresholds, which is called the income-related monthly adjustment amount, or IRMA, then you actually will pay a higher premium for the same coverage. Okay, so that's really important. You're not getting different coverage. You are just paying more for the same coverage. So this is where it's really important to work with a financial advisor, a tax advisor, to determine, hey, if I take this distribution from my IRA, how is that actually going to impact the amount I pay for my Medicare premium? Now, we covered Parts A and B, so let's talk about Part D, and we are going to come back to Part C. Okay, so first of all, Part D, this is your prescription drug coverage. So they make that easy, Part D. This, like Part B, does have a monthly charge, and the premiums on Part D, they vary a lot more just because there's different levels of coverage, people have different needs. But in addition to those premium costs, you're also going to be subject to copayments, deductibles, and other out-of-pocket costs. And also, just like Part B, if you have higher income, we're coming back to that income-related monthly adjustment amount, or IRMA, you actually might pay more for your prescription drug coverage. So just to give people an idea, the first level of IRMA, or the first time at which you actually have to pay a higher premium, starts if you're single, when your modified adjusted gross income exceeds $103,000, Now, if you're married and you file jointly, that's $206,000. But this is just an extra amount, just like Part B, that you are paying because your income is higher. Now, lastly, Part C, we skipped over that, but we skip it because it kind of incorporates the first three. Mm-hmm. So Medicare Part C is also known as a Medicare Advantage plan. So folks who are near or at 65 have probably seen a lot of this type of plan advertised to them through mailings or commercials or whatever it might be. But a Medicare Advantage plan typically covers parts A, B, and D, but it does it with one bundled insurance policy. So these policies also can offer extra benefits like dental, vision, they might have hearing coverage. And like traditional Medicare, you are subject to copays, deductibles, other out-of-pocket costs. But Advantage policies generally charge lower premiums. Now, there is no free lunch here, so they generally have higher cost sharing. They may limit which doctors you can see. So it's really important to talk to a professional about this to determine, hey, is an Advantage plan right for me, or is traditional Medicare right for me?
It feels like, Eric, you mentioned may have heard of it, mailings or commercials. It probably should be mailings, commercials, more mailings, and more mailings, because it seems like folks, as they're getting towards that Medicare age, they get a lot of mail for Medicare Part C and a lot of advertisements in their mailbox about that. Talking this morning with Eric Schwartz and Malia Cuevas. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's klossfinancial.com, and the telephone number 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial Get to Know You appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number 608-442-5637. So what about, Malia, all the costs that Medicare doesn't cover?
Yeah, I think what Eric said is there is no free lunch. And so we want to be clear. I know people are excited, of course, to finally get Medicare started, but it's kind of an aha moment when they're like, oh, it doesn't cover that. It doesn't cover that. And so that's where the medical supplement plans come in. So a lot of words for these specific plans. What essentially they're trying to do is cover some of these gaps. So you might hear the word Medigap policies, MedSups, MedSupplement plans. Essentially, these plans are offered by private insurance companies to help cover deductibles, those co-payments, and other gaps that Medicare does not cover for. So some things to know right out of the gate with regards to Medicare. The initial enrollment period is a 7-month period, and that happens 3 months before your 65th birthday, the month of your birthday, and 3 months after your birthday. So that's the 7 months. And you, as Eric mentioned, you don't have to qualify for the policies during this period. So annual enrollment for Medicare is October 15th through December 7th. That stays static. This is when you can make changes for the next year. And I just want to clarify, that's different than the insurance market open enrollment timeframe of November 1st to January 15th. So forget that for a moment. Just Medicare, October 15th to December 7th. It doesn't mean that you're going to make a change every year if you're already on Medicare, but you have to understand that is the timeframe. If you're going to make a change, that you make sure you hit that time period. So Medicare SUPs, they're also, as I said, known as Medigap policies. There's essentially 10 plans. They're letters A through N, and they skip a few letters in between. And you'll see these mailings, as Sean mentioned, mailings, commercials from every single company out there, Aetna, Humana, Cigna, Blue Cross, AARP, you name it. Everybody seems to have one. And they will start approaching you in your 64th year of life because essentially they want you to sign up. And we want to just clarify some facts with regards to these plans. Each policy that goes by the same letter, so say Plan A, that particular plan, doesn't matter which company's offering it, must offer the same benefits, the basic benefits. And usually the only difference between those policies, between companies, is cost, service, and claims. So that's how you're going to evaluate. Sometimes the cheapest Medicare supplement is not the best answer. It depends on service and claims considerations. And then when we talk about the cost for these supplements, the average monthly premium for those plans depends, quite honestly, on the state that you happen to live in. So, you know, many of our listeners hail from Wisconsin, so great news. Recent figures suggest that it was the lowest in Wisconsin and Hawaii and Iowa at around $102 monthly. So just to understand averages, that's some good information. On the other hand, New York had the highest for Medigap plans, which was about $304 per month. So stay local, I guess, is what we're saying. Nationwide average cost is about $155 per month. So again, those premium costs depend on the company you choose to use and your age. And when you're looking at your household, again, you know, this is per person. So you have to keep that in mind as you're doing your budgeting. Understand that you can switch Medigap plans at any time, but you could be charged more or denied coverage based on your health if you choose or change plans more than 6 months after signing up for Part B. So that's why we're really heavy on directing people to your local Medicare supplemental provider to find out what will work best in your situation. We would prefer an independent so that they can look at an array of different companies and see what works best for you.
Talking this morning with Malia Cuevas and Eric Schwartz. They are retirement planning professionals from Klaas Financial online, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. Malia, I'm guessing a lot of folks wonder about pre-existing conditions. Can they still get Medicare? What do folks need to know there?
Yeah, so even with a pre-existing condition, you can enroll in original Medicare or Medicare and Medicare Advantage plan. However, you're going to be responsible for all out-of-pocket expenses like deductibles, co-payments, and co-insurance. So it's an important thing to understand. A couple special notes. Since 2021, people that have end-stage renal disease, they can choose either original Medicare or Medicare Advantage plan for their Medicare coverage. And again, as Eric said, if you don't sign up for a Medicare supplement plan when you first become eligible, the insurer may impose a waiting period before your coverage takes effect for any pre-existing issues. So that is why you want to take advantage of that period of time where pre-existing doesn't even exist, so to speak, as long as you're enrolling in the appropriate time frame. So very important to know what you're doing and not ignore all that mail and all those commercials, I guess. Make sure you're sitting down with a professional to evaluate.
Vital stuff to be thinking about this morning as we talk with our retirement planning professionals, Malia Cuevas and Eric Schwartz. You can learn more about Klaas Financial, their website, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Telephone number for the office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. What if you're still working at 65? Do you have to take Medicare? We'll get the details on that next as Money in Motion with Klaas Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA. Talking with our retirement planning professionals, Malia Cuevas and Eric Schwartz. Of course, they come to us from Klaas Financial, their website, klaasfinancial.com. That's Klaas, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Great website to learn more about Klaas Financial, separate divisions, how they can help you, or if you're an employer. Again, you can learn more at klaasfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. It's indeed complimentary to you. That number, 608-442-5637. Let's just say you're in a situation where, you know, still working at 65. Are you forced to go on Medicare, or what's the status there, Eric?
Yeah, that's a great question, Sean. And we're starting to see this more and more as people continue to work longer. Yeah. And the answer to that question, do I have to go on to Medicare? It really depends on how large your employer is. And I should actually be more specific there. Maybe not even necessarily your employer, but if you get your health insurance from a spouse, it would be the size of your spouse's employer. So again, whichever job you get your coverage through, if they have more than 20 employees, okay, so that's the distinction here, more or less than 20 employees. If an employer has more than 20 employees, as long as you have health insurance from your employer, or your spouse actively works after you turn 65, you have the right to delay enrolling in Medicare. Okay, so you can delay until your employment or the coverage stops, whichever one happens first. And then at that point, you're entitled to a special enrollment period of up to 8 months to sign up for Medicare without incurring any late penalties. So Malia was talking earlier about the initial enrollment period of getting signed up. This option would actually entitle you to a special enrollment period. So the key word we're talking about here is either your active employment or your spouse's active employment. So you can't delay Medicare enrollment without avoiding a penalty if you have coverage from like retiree benefits or you're on COBRA, because that doesn't count as active employment. So you have to actually be working there. Now, it is entirely your choice and your employer can't decide. It's your choice whether you do one of three things. So either accept the employer health plan and delay Medicare enrollment altogether. Secondly, you can decline the employer coverage and rely wholly on Medicare. Or your third option is you can have both employer coverage and Medicare coverage at the same time. But if you choose that last option, it's really important to know that if you enroll in both the employer plan and Medicare Part B, that your employer plan is always going to be the primary coverage. So that means that it is going to be the first payer of medical bills. And Medicare is only going to step in and pay for services if Medicare covers the cost, but the employer plan doesn't. So really, unless your employer coverage is really poor or you just don't have adequate coverage there, you would likely be paying monthly premiums for Medicare with very little benefit to it. So really important to think about that before you sign up for both. Now, another point here is when you sign up for Part B, while you still have your employer coverage, you could actually be forfeiting your right to buy Medicare supplement insurance. So Malia was talking about Medigap or Medicare supplements. So you may actually be forfeiting the right to buy those policies with your full federal protections when employment ends. So remember, those protections prohibit insurance companies from basically denying you coverage or refusing to sell you a policy, charging you a higher premium due to pre-existing conditions. Okay, so providing that you buy a policy within 6 months of enrolling in Part B, you don't need to qualify. You just get to sign up. So if you're signing up for Part B while you still have your employer coverage, you could be forfeiting that right.
Eric, you mentioned too, as we were just talking there about your employer having more than 20 employers. What about the other side of that? Let's say it's a small company, has fewer than 20.
Yeah, so if your employer or your spouse's employer where you get your insurance has less than 20 employees, essentially in this situation, the employer gets to decide. Okay, so if the employer requires that you enroll in Medicare, then Medicare automatically becomes your primary insurance and the employer plan would then provide secondary coverage. So essentially, Medicare is going to be paying your bills first instead of the employer coverage. And the employer plan only covers services that its plan covers, but Medicare doesn't. So if you fail to sign up for Medicare when required, you'll essentially be left with no coverage because the employer does not allow you to participate.
Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals, Malia Cuevas and Eric Schwartz. Don't forget, they come to us from Claas Financial. We've got a fantastic website, claasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Learn more about Claas Financial on the website. Also listen back to the podcast. Telephone number for the office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Claas Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. We'll check some emails. For the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. We'll do the Claas Quiz Question of the Week as well next as Money in Motion continues right here on 1310 WIBA. Talking with our retirement planning professionals, Malia Cuevas and Eric Schwartz, of course, come to us from Claas Financial. The website, claasfinancial.com, that's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Claas Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Mentioned ways of contacting Claas Financial. If you ever have a question, obviously you can call during the show. You can call the office also. You want to do that to have that consultation. Another way you can reach out is via claasfinancial.com in the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. And this week, Sam writes out, he says, I have an old 401k from an employer I worked with over 10 years ago. I believe there's around $35,000 in it. and I don't plan on retiring for several years. What should I do with this account? Malia, what do you tell Sam?
Money and run. No, that's not the correct answer. Hey, those are always good problems to, and I won't say it a problem, but good things to discover. So a lot of people, believe it or not, put away money and jobs. I mean, we talked about this last week. I think the average person has 12 different employers now. So sometimes you put away money, you left a job, and you just kind of forgot it's there. So I appreciate the insight here that you aren't going to retire for several years. That helps us kind of mold our answers. But essentially, you have four choices. You can roll that plan to an IRA if you'd like to, perhaps to have some more diversification options. That's always something nice. You could choose to cash it out. Again, usually our last choice there. We'll talk about that in a second. Or keep the plan as it is, just let it sit there. Or you could actually consolidate it with a new 401k at your current employer. They're always happy to receive a transfer over to do that, and it will keep it tax deferred. The first choice is the bad choice, though, when I talk about cashing it out. And the reason it's usually a bad choice is if you cash it out, let's say $35,000, you essentially have just added $35,000 to your taxable income for the year that you decided to distribute it. I'm not saying that's the wrong answer for everybody. That's why you sit down with a financial professional to look at your situation. Maybe you have a lot of high interest debt. There could be a lot of considerations, but usually people want to slow down before selecting this choice, because if you're under 59 and a half, not only are you going to pay additional income tax for the income for that income that particular year, but you're also going to be hit with a 10% penalty. So, you know, essentially, if you're in the 20%, tax bracket, and you're adding another 10% penalty, that could really kind of hurt. Mentioned you can leave it right in its place. Now, if you have old 401ks and they're under, say, a $5,000 threshold, many times those plans will try to eject you out of them because there's no current contributions coming into them. If you have $35,000, not as likely to be ejected from those. But understand that those 401ks left behind or 403b, you are still paying fees on every single retirement account you have out there, although they're kind of melded in there so you don't see them as clearly. And they might not be high fees, but there's definitely somebody getting paid. So keep that in mind. Roll the old 401k into your new retirement plan, certainly an option. Understand that that is not a taxable event. We discussed this last week. So you could take a pre-tax 401k, move it into a pre-tax 401k that you're currently at, or a Roth, same idea, except that's going to go into the Roth portion of your current 401k. But be aware that also when you move monies out of 401ks, that you are you're also taking away potential ERISA protections. And those ERISA protections, sometimes people are interested in because perhaps they've had a bankruptcy or something in the past. And if you leave it in those designated accounts, meaning a 401k versus an IRA, you do have some protection from creditors who might be coming after you. So we just want people to understand that there's a lot of considerations. Finally, the last idea is roll it into your own IRA. So certainly a lot of people do that because they have more investment options. So take this, serious. I appreciate the question, but sit down with someone and see what's the best option for you.
Great job, Sam. And of course, you can be like Sam. If you've got a question, just head on over to KLAASfinancial.com. That's Klaas, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Learn more about Klaas Financial. You can submit a question also online, as well as listen back to this and previous shows podcasts, all at KLAASfinancial.com. Speaking of making contact with the good folks at Klaas Financial, their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. 7. You're going to want to hold on to that telephone number as well. It's time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first call with the correct answer, you win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Sephora. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. At what age can Americans normally qualify for Medicare coverage? Is it 65 or 67? Telephone number 608-442-5637. First call with the correct answer, win that $25 gift card to Sephora. Don't forget as well, that's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. Malia, Eric, it's always great chatting with you guys. Enjoy this beautiful day.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Sean.
News comes your way next year on 1310 WIBA.